than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast. Google Play Music, and Satchel. We are recording this episode on Wednesday night, the 26th. It is training camp eve. That's right. It is a special time here in Baltimore. The NFL season is right around the corner, and we are here to discuss it. So, Josh, my buddy, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Finally, man. Finally. And hey, man, I'm doing great. How are you, man? How's your summer been? I know we've been quite the busy pair here, but just wanted to ask you how your summer's been so far, bro.
It's been a good summer. Like you said, very busy. It's weather-wise, it's been weird here in Baltimore. We've had some pretty chill days. We've had some hot days. And, I mean, usually this time of year, you can't sit outside at all. I just had dinner outside after I cooked a couple steaks on the grill. So, I mean, this, if anything, is getting me more ready for football than anything. This Baltimore weather, it feels like football weather out there.
It does. I'm welcoming it. You know me. You know, everybody's like, don't wish the summer away. We have plenty left. I'm like, dude, it's NFL here. I mean, it's here. I mean, whether you like it or not. But this, we still got summer. I mean, not to discount. I mean, preseason football is next month. You know, practice is starting this week. Some of the NFL teams already started on Monday. I know the Arizona Cardinals start on Monday, but full team comes together tomorrow. All the veterans arrive, and tomorrow is the day. Or if you're listening on the day, today would be the day, obviously, and moving forward from that. But I'm just excited as anybody. I mean, you know, it just seems like yesterday you were watching Super Bowl 51, watching the epic comeback Patriots. We know what happened. It feels like just yesterday, me and you were talking draft and drafting our newest team members and of the Ravens. And then now, here we are, Camp Eve. I couldn't be more excited right now.
I know. So it wouldn't be Ravens training camp season if we didn't have a couple injuries to talk about. As we are recording right now, news breaks. That's right. Breaking news here on The Call Podcast. Old news to you if you're listening to this on Thursday. But Joe Flacco, turns out that he messed up his back and potentially is going to be out 3 to 6 weeks. We think from now, 6 weeks from now, it looks like. Josh, are you reading anything about this?
Well, first off, I'm trying to process it. Is this a nightmare? Or, I mean, what just happened? Yeah, breaking news all across the interwebs. Yeah, Joe Flacco, I don't even want to read it. Joe Flacco could miss up to 3 to 6 weeks with disc issue in back. I have, like, we all have questions. But in many camps, he looked great all of a sudden. What did he do? Did he hurt himself working out? Did he always have them and it's just now coming to light because he had to go in and take a physical for camp? Who knows? And you're right, Brandon. Does this start 3 to 6 weeks from now or 3 to 6 weeks of the season? I'm assuming 3 to 6 weeks from now, which if you're thinking it's the end of July, first week of training camp, the preseason game is 2 weeks from tomorrow, you know, especially today if you're listening to the show. So that's 2 weeks. So you figured, I don't want to hit the panic button just yet. This looks dire, but he could be back for regular season. This isn't like it's September 3rd or 4th and we got a plane in 10 days and you're like, oh no, he's going to be gone half the year. That's why I kind of went, this is bad, but let's see the diagnosis. Let's see how bad it is. Let's see if it's 3 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks, worst case scenario, he's missing a couple games. You know, maybe he misses the London trip, comes back for Pittsburgh. Who knows? But I don't know what to make of it right now, man. This is nuts.
Yeah, this is definitely not what I was expecting. The start of training camp, we were going to talk Ken Dixon, and that was about it. But Joe Flacco, the Elite Dragon, going to be out 6 weeks. And they're saying potential 6 weeks. I mean, who knows where we're at right now? He could just be having some back pain, and then he has to go to a doctor and find out he needs surgery or something right. like that. But what is this
dude? Like a Tiger Woods issue. Like you remember how Tiger Woods was okay, and then all of a sudden he just had all these multiple surgeries, was never the same golfer. Who knows what? A back issue suck, especially when your mechanics are throwing. I mean, it's dire.
Yeah, so what does this do to the quarterback position? Of course, Joe was our number one guy. I think we signed Ryan Mallett for an extra year here, so he might be our guy in preseason for the entire game. But what does it mean for the quarterback position? Are they going to go out and maybe potentially get a third quarterback just to have in case Joe's not back in time?
No, I don't think the Ravens are going to waste four spots, roster spots on a quarterback because they have three right now. Ryan Mallett's going to be a starter. I mean, you remember what he did last year or 2 years ago when he got hurt. When Flacco got hurt, Ryan Mallett stepped in, obviously the emotional win and beating Pittsburgh. Ryan Mallett is not a Joe Flacco. If Ryan Mallett starts week one of the NFL season, I mean, I'm not saying Ryan Mallett's Ryan Mallett. He's not a Joe Flacco, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Season's pretty much over. Unless we can somehow miraculously, like when Tom Brady was suspended four games and they had their like third string starter in, it's talking to Patriots and they went 3-1. Unless we get through a stretch like that where we get so lucky, it's not even funny. That's the only reason why I can see that this is going to be a positive for us. But being that's brand new news and we really don't know any diagnosis, this is fresh. So, but diagnosing it as it is, it's definitely not good news. It's definitely not what every Ravens fan wants to hear. I've seen tweets, I've seen texts, I've seen posts. It's definitely getting ugly out there, and we ain't even played a snap, let alone against each other scrimmage. So I expected him to be there for Sunday. He's not going to be. Hate to start to show up like that because obviously we're going to talk about Ken Dixon's injury. But this is obviously front and center breaking news all over the way. It's just – I don't have to make up a man, but it's definitely not the way we want to start our 2017 season. Not at all.
Now, I mean, I even hate to speculate about this, but are there...
Please don't.
Are there any quarterbacks worth even mentioning on the free market right now if we need someone to back up Mallett?
We can pull Mike Vick out of retirement. Yeah. I heard he's on a coaching staff somewhere. Maybe he can reinstate. I don't even know. At this point, I have to look at the freezing list and see, but there's no big... name quarterbacks out there. I mean, obviously everybody's on a team comfortably at a second or third string position, obviously starting position. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I mean, if any of our listeners know, I can even research any names out there. But for that time being, Colin Kaepernick's out there. Why not?
Yeah, that's the name I was thinking about.
I think he'll love the Star Spangled Banner rendition here when we chant O. I think he'll love that. I think he'll fit right in beautifully here. I think we should go after it. But yeah, the only name I could think of, and speaking of that, I'd rather have Brian Mallett starting than Kaepernick, but that's another story. But it sucks, dude. I don't even know what to process this, man. But again, I hate to come together starting the season and being all excited. As I was, and we really can't get excited now. I mean, we can, but we can't. It's just, it puts a damper on everything, bro.
All right, so 6 weeks from now could take you through, like, all of August. And then, I mean, potentially he could be back for the September 10th game against the Bengals. You know what? I think this is all a ploy. I think this is just Joe's way of getting out of training camp. He doesn't want to do it anymore. He's pulling a Favre who would just always retire and then come back after training camp. That's what I think is what's going on here.
Hey, it could be. It could be a ploy. It could be a game. I hope it's not a game. But the real game is we got to play a reality game. And it's not something we want to start playing right now and start speculating what is, because this is I can't wait to hear the press conferences. I'm going to be all over tomorrow, but definitely puts me in a somber mood heading into this weekend, I tell you that.
Absolutely. So, hey, we'll definitely get an eyeful on that open practice on Sunday to see who's going to be throwing the ball around. So,
And then definitely be paying attention now, because if Ryan Mallett's doing it to the first team, we really got to pay attention, because if this thing guns up serious and gets legs or whatever happens, we might be looking at the season right there on Sunday. So, you know, let's just really be paying attention and monitor this thing really closely. And then we obviously will definitely keep everybody updated as breaking news breaks always through our sources. But we definitely got another injury because here comes Ken Dixon.
Ken Dixon, a guy who was suspended earlier this year for 4 games. Turns out he's going to actually miss the entire season. Do you know what injury he got and why he's going to miss the season?
Torn meniscus, man, and just a prerequisite all that. I remember sitting there at a preseason game last year and saw this guy run. He was a rookie last year. And I was turning to my friends around me who were sitting there, and I'm like, this kid could be our starter. He's going to be special. I love what I've seen from him. We've seen it last year. And obviously, the unfortunate incident, even with that injury, he had a 4-game suspension due to the violation of policies. And Danny, we brought in Danny Woodhead, obviously, in the offseason because of the injuries, or because of the suspension, I should say. We had the services of Terrence Weston, and now with the injury, it's a glaring blow to the running game. I fully believe, obviously, everybody was anointing Terrence West as the starter. But, dude, I had Dixon at the number one spot the whole way. Kenan Dixon was our starter for the foreseeable future. Huge, huge blow to his career. Huge blow to the team. It's been an off-season of turmoil with injuries. I mean, Dennis Pitta having to cut him with his hip injury. Now with Kenan Dixon with his torn meniscus. And originally was supposed to be only a slight tear and injury, where it's supposed to be a 6 to 8 week turnaround time for recovery. That was the primary diagnosis. Now it ended up being more serious. He's out for the year. Wow, what a huge blow. We are going to miss him for 4 games, but now the whole season. I mean, and we signed X-Ray from Bobby Rainey. We everybody calls him Rain Man around here as his nickname, but pretty much what we see is the dynamic of the running game. You have Terrence West, Bobby Rainey, Buck Allen you can't forget about, and you have Danny Woodhead. Now, Danny Woodhead is going to be on the passing game front, more or less. He's not going to be your everyday pounder back, but you figure Terrence West is going to get a bulk of the carries, maybe the goal line, Bobby Rainey in there to spell him a little bit. I like to see how they use the running backs, but, man, this is just an unfortunate blow, along with Dennis Pitta's injury earlier this year in the all-season program. So, I mean, I couldn't be more disappointed how we want to start off like that. We ain't even been into a camp, a full camp day or preseason yet, and we're already talking dire news, man. It's not the way we want to start.
You know, the running game is definitely going to be a bit suspect this year. The running game has been suspect for a long time now, even going back to Ray Rice's last season. But it looks like signing Danny Woodhead is actually turning out to be a really good idea for the Ravens, because at the time everyone was a little worried about his health, whether or not he could stay healthy. But having Ken Dixon go down already, it shows how delicate the situation can be. And Danny Woodhead's definitely going to bring a nice dynamic to the running game. I like the signing of Bobby Rainey. I mean, it sucks to have Ken Dixon go down, but Bobby Rainey, he started his career with the Ravens. I don't know if anybody remembers a couple years ago. He was definitely a shining star in training camp, and he stuck around for a little bit. I think if Ray Rice wasn't the guy at the time in Baltimore, Bobby Rainey would have definitely found a spot on this team. So I gotta say, I hate to see Ken Dixon go down and lose him for the season, but I'm very intrigued to see what happens with Bobby Rainey. I saw a lot of talent a couple years ago.
We did, and I know that he was a favorite of yours. You know, if we pull up the archives, I know you talk highly of him. And his services were good. He had some solid games with us, and he performed another great solid performance in some games down in Tampa Bay when Doug Martin got hurt down there. So, I mean, it's definitely better than what we had. I'm not saying, you know, he's not on the Pro Bowl caliber by any means. He's not going to sit there and give you, you know, 100 yards a game and a touchdown or two like these studs. But what it does is it solidifies the position. It gives us some breathing room to know that we have another one on the roster. But you're right. This is going to be dire, man, because if we have to run to set up the pass and vice versa. I've been talking to a lot of people about that on social media. Running and passing go hand in hand. If you can't run the ball, what's the defense going to do? It's going to rely on Joe Flacco's arm or on the offense of our offense. And then defense is going to sit back there and expect pass every time, and they're going to defend that, and we're going to be one-dimensional. If we can't run the ball effectively, that's going to be a really huge problem because the line's got to hold up for pass protection. Receivers have to run the crisp routes. I mean, everything trickles down. Or let's say if you have an effective running game. Let's say these guys are going to be great. The running game's strong, but we can't pass the ball. Then these guys are going to get gassed. The teams are going to stack the box, and we're going to have to rely on that. I mean, running's good for clock management at the end of games. You want to ground and pound the ball, especially if you had the lead. But especially in AFC North, man, where we have to just hold the lead and ground and pound in the fourth quarter and shoot the clock up. The focal point is going to be that, the running game. Greg Roman came in to revamp that, and the commitment to run. How many times last year did we scream, run the ball? We have to run the ball more. How many times did we hear that Harbaugh was acknowledging that, hiring Greg Roman? Now we have to see it.
Absolutely we do. And, you know, who knows what will happen in training camp. We're seeing a couple other guys move around. Lorenzo Taliaferro, he's expected to play more of a fullback role this time around. Right. Let me ask you about Buck Allen. Now, he's a guy that a lot of people had their eyes on, and then Ken Dixon kind of came in, and Terrence West played really well. Do you expect anything from Buck Allen this year? I mean, yeah, you do have Terrence West and Danny Woodhead picking up the majority of snaps, but Buck Allen, is there a chance that he could potentially, you know, see a little bit more on the field than maybe a guy like Terrence West?
I think so. I mean, he's got the great upside and potential, the advantage of being here for the last few years. I like what I've seen out of him, and not to discount what you mentioned about the fullback position. I mean, I don't want to discount what Taliaferro can bring to the fullback position, because he could be in the running back mix too. I mean, you remember Kyle Juszczyk with the Pro Bowl year he had. Remember how versatile he was?
Yes, absolutely. I was very sad to see him go.
We all were. He was a favorite of mine. Juices, as we always like to call him around here. But in that respect, the fullback position, I feel like, was definitely, you know, we remember, you know, Mike Alstott of Tampa Bay. We remember these big top fullbacks. Who can forget Moose Johnson paving the way for Emmitt Smith in Dallas? And the fullback, and remember Leach here. I mean, remember we had Vonta Leach in the championship years that we had here. So, I mean, you can't discount that. We long since have not had that bruiser fullback. What it brings is a dynamic of we have players on the roster, and that's what I want to see. You know, it's not left saying, okay, Josh, well, what free agents do we have out there? I think we should stay in-house, develop these guys, and see what they can bring. I mean, we don't always need an injury and go, oh, who's left on the wire? Who can we trade for? I mean, we have to hit the homegrown talent for, you know, because we didn't draft a running back, so we have to go with what we have, and that's what we're dealt with.
And Mike Wallace made some comments earlier today about how the offense is going to hold their own and no need to worry. I got to disagree with Mike Wallace. I'm definitely worried about this offense. You know, a lot of noise has been coming out of the castle in Owings Mills about Breshad Perriman and how great he has looked. Of course, he missed his entire rookie year. Last year was an okay year, wasn't the greatest. But have you heard anything about the way the wide receiver position is kind of looking right now? Because really, you have Chris Moore, you have Mike Wallace, you have Breshad Perriman, maybe Keenan Reynolds if he's doing well. But I think it's a giant, and not just, let's not even talk about wide receiver. Let's just talk about the offense as a whole. The offensive line is a lot of new names or guys that have maybe been on the practice squad a couple years. This offense, Wallace is saying, is going to hold their own. I think we got to wait and see kind of approach right now to it, because really there's a lot of unknowns on this offense.
Well, two words, Jeremy Maclin. You forgot that.
Maclin. You son of a bitch.
One of our biggest additions.
Very true. Maclin, yes.
Lost. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Matt, we're fine. What I've seen from Perriman, from camp, mini camps, okay, great. What I've seen flashes of last year, I posted it a few months ago. I think it was last month, or I just go through the ranks. The highlight reels that Scott Perriman had when he was healthy and on the field were insane. You know, who could forget the Dolphins blowout game where he just took on the burners, took a slant cross route, and just took off in wide open space? That's the Perriman speed we need. Who could forget some of the immaculate catches? If I had to go back, I can't even remember what games they were. He had some, I think it was one on the night game we had. He had a sideline catch that was just incredible. I mean, the highlight reels that he had last year were awesome. Now, if he can translate that and stay healthy and provide it what we saw in minicamp this year, couple that with Wallace, we know what Wallace can bring, we know what Macklin's going to bring hopefully here for. You're right, Chris Moore. I think these guys are fine. Where the problem lies is what we just talked about opening shows, the running game, and you just said the line. The line's a glaring hole, and Deshadi was vocal to say that we need to use what's left with the cap to cover that. How many times have we screamed Nick Mangold's name this offseason, and he's yet to be signed? We need a center. Zuta's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's going to be snapping the ball for us coming up in August, September, but we need to get a line out of control because none of this is going to work. Flacco's not going to be able to throw to these great receivers, and the running game ain't going to get itself going, and we can't have a balanced attack if the line ain't going to block. That's how Flacco got hurt in the first place, and we got to protect our asset. You know, we need to put big people up front. It's just enough said, and I'm concerned about that. You know, I kind of agree and disagree with Mike Wallace. You know, I agree with what you're saying, how you can disagree with him, saying, yeah, I'm very concerned. But, again, he's being positive, being honest. I mean, obviously, what's he going to say? We're going to suck. I mean, you have to give him the benefit of doubt knowing that, but then let's back it up. I mean, if he's confident in the offense, well, let's see it. I'm kind of like the optimistic approach on that, but then I'm like, okay, but I see the concerns. Let's see what it looks like. Again, we can sit here and sit back in our big cushy chairs, and we can break it down all we want, but until we see the pads on and live football action, it's really going to be hard to assess. So we can assess all we want, which is great. I'm happy to do that, and it's exciting to do that, and it's fun. But, again, it just comes down to I need to see it before I can believe it, but the potential's there. But we need big, big improvements from this year. I mean, how inconsistent was the offense? When we had the lead and needed to close, we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
We revamped the defense because we couldn't stop the opposing team's passing attack. So, I mean, we're scoring enough points with the crappy offense we kind of had last year in patchwork. So, with that being said, let's just see how it pans out going into the August games in the preseason and where these guys can fit in. But I think we need to make a few additions before we can get better.
Yeah, now obviously you brought up Macklin. That's definitely somebody who a lot of people are going to be checking out on training camp. Since we're staying on the offensive side of the ball right now, is there anybody that you are specifically intrigued about seeing on the field, maybe a rookie or a guy that's been here 1 or 2 years that you really want to check out, maybe at one of the open practices? I can tell you Keenan Reynolds is a guy I really want to see. I've heard some good things about him. Of course, everybody knows his story that he was a quarterback for Navy. They were trying to transition him to a wide receiver. He didn't really do that well last training camp, went to the practice squad, became a part of the 53-man roster on the last game. It's kind of like a, hey, good job, buddy. You've definitely made improvements. So I want to see what he's going to do this training camp. Is there anybody like that for you?
Yeah, there is. I'm going to be very cautious because I've had a guy like that the past 3 years, a Darius Smith. Remember I was all high on him?
Oh, yeah.
Just didn't quite pan out? Yeah, so I'm a little hesitant on picking a guy, but I'm going to pick out a few guys here. Obviously, mentioning our newest Raven, Macklin, I always want to see what Mike Wallace can bring in year two. But some of our newest additions this year, especially our draft class, how about Marlon Humphrey, our first-round pick? What he can do as far as stopping a pass. And how about this guy, Tyus Bowser? I've always liked this guy. I love the way he's seeing highlight reels. I love the name. I really love the way he looks. On the field, I've seen some looks in minicamp. So that was good to see there. I like your pick of Keenan Reynolds because I really want it. We need a kick returner. Mm-hmm. We need a punt returner. We do need another receiver. So I think it's going to be good to see what he can bring with the athleticism, and hopefully he can pan out. Right now, our special teams is atrocious. Ever since the days of Jacoby's wondrous returns and Jermaine Lewis doing it back in the day, we have not had a kick returner, and no GM was not it. No Yaman Figures was not it. So, I mean, we've had a revolving door here, apart from those two guys that I mentioned at a kick and a punt returner. So, if Keenan Reynolds can service there, I thought it was going to be that last year and ended up being cut, so it was a little odd about that. But that's where I want to see it again. You know, throwing out the names, Marlon Humphrey and Ty Fowler, definitely want to see the additions, see what these guys can bring. There was a couple practice squad guys that are a little under the radar. You can always see what they can do if they're even going to be invited in practice. But speaking of that, open practice is Sunday, man, and I'm stoked. I really hope it's great weather because the Ravens are going to be doing that. I don't know if you were there last year. Were you at the open practice last year?
You and I went together, man. We were there right after Suicide Squad.
That's right. Okay, so you remember how they did the laser shows?
Yeah.
I can't wait for this. I don't know if you knew this, but the video boards are done, and I heard they're sick looking.
They are. I mean, I've seen some videos of them, projecting videos, and they look amazing. They're the biggest in the league. They're 4K. I mean, that's the big trend right now.
Even bigger than Jerry's World, really. I don't know. My cousin was there. I can ask him. Or we can always look up the dimensions, but I heard that, and I'm like, wait a second. They got that big house down. I don't know. But if we're bigger than Jerry's World, and we were number two stadium on the list behind Jerry's World, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, if the weather's nice and it's not too hot, it's not too humid, I definitely want to go down and check out the open practice. And, I mean, this is going to sound terrible, not because of the players. I want to check out that board because that board, it just looks amazing. And I'm really excited to see what they do with it this season.
And it's going to be at night, and we do have two primetime night games at home, Monday night, Thursday night football. So that's going to be awesome. I mean, during the day, it's still going to be intimidating to look at and really fun to watch, but I really can't wait to hear it sound. I can't wait to see the 4K and its glory, and especially at night. It's going to be great to see, and that's what I'm really excited about. Not only the open practice, but being in the stadium, the environment. Football season kicks off this weekend. For all those who don't know, there is an open practice at M&T Bank Stadium. Gates open at 5. Practice is at 6, following weather permitting, obviously, the fireworks and laser show. Me and you were part of it last year. It was special. It was great. I thought it was well done. Well in good taste. It was a fun time. Concessions are always open. The team store is open. It's festivities. Parking is $10 at the stadium lots. And you can go to BaltimoreRavens.com for more info, obviously. But I'm stoked. It's going to be a great way to catch up the weekend because we got some a busy weekend. I mean, there's a UFC fight. Jones is fighting Cormier, so hopefully that'll get it started, and hopefully he gets the fight this time. And so Saturday night we have that Sunday cattle with the Ravens practice. It's going to be a great weekend. But this practice, I'm definitely anticipating seeing our players out there, seeing who's going to be fun to watch out there.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the defense before we get out of here. The defense, like you said, got a lot of big guys from the draft. Definitely beefed up the defensive line. What are you looking for the most from these guys? You got Terrell Suggs starting his 15th season with a lot of new guys, a lot of rookies. What are you expecting for the defense in training camp?
I'm expecting big things because there's big expectations. We know the offense works. For the whole team, let's just say holistically, obviously there's big and lofty expectations for this team. You know, we're a couple wins short of having made playoffs three of the last 4 years, just do or die. But with that being said, the defense, we went all defensive draft. We know what we did there. We know stopping the pass is a big problem on this team. This is why we lost a lot of games last year. I mean, everybody screams offense. Why don't we take O.J. Howard? Why don't we take this? But do you not remember we did lose Juszczyk and he scored the last touchdown, but we did lose Steve Smith. But besides all that, okay, brand new team, brand new season. For the time that we must have seen offense switching out a couple of the receivers, we took the lead against, and I don't want to be dead horse here, but we took the lead against the Raiders. We took the lead against Pittsburgh in the frightful Christmas night game that me and you were a part of. Defense is the focal point of this season. What I'm excited to see in the good practice and the practices to come in preseason football and then leading up regular season is Tony Jefferson, our new suggestion. I heard he's just did nothing but stellar back there. He's gelling well with Eric Weddle. Eric Weddle is second year in Baltimore. Secondary, with Jimmy Smith being healthy, Ladarius Webb, Marlon Humphrey, that defensive secondary is going to be top-notch, I believe, and probably one of the top three units in the NFL. I'm going to put that out there right now. Suggs coming in again, his 15th year. Love it. He's the leader, obviously, of the team, taking the place. Jones, the lead offense, but Suggs is more of that leader, bringing the team together, always coming out last, has his own music, taking that rightful place of Razor. But what I've heard and I'm excited about is he's coming into camp healthier than he's been in the last few years, which is key. And that's what I want to see out of a leader.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to see what Suggs does. He's had a couple last couple seasons been rough on his body, and he says that he feels healthier than ever. Maybe he got into DDP yoga like a lot of the rehabbed wrestlers have done. Who knows? But Brandon Williams, he's going to be starting a big contract year for him. The guy signed his name on the dotted line. What do you expect from Brandon Williams this year?
Oh, Brandon Williams is going to be great. Run stopper, huge force in the line. Very excited to see that we got that deal taken for that win. He's going to be a great force to be reckoned with. So if I'm fine, because we were down a few people, so it was good to see that Brandon Williams, and we were able to get him done, get the deal done, get him back in purple and black for this year. Mosley's going to be another strong year. So I think overall, if the defense can stay healthy, this is going to be a top five unit overall. I mean, we were number one in the league through week 12 last year, and then we just fell off the map and couldn't put it together. And we got two great guys. So I'm really excited to see defense. I'm all defense all day long. Defense. I love rooting defense hard. That's probably where I lose my voice every Sunday games, chant defense, yelling and screaming when it's third down, second down, first down, every time. I love defense. I love getting after the quarterback and what we do best. And hopefully folks can provide leadership there. I'm very excited to see what we can bring, the energy, the enthusiasm, and these new guys. You know, Marlon Humphrey, Tyus Bowser and company, I really think they're going to be good for us. But again, got to see what these guys can do. Translated from college into the NFL, but they're going to be well. They fit in here well from what I've heard. Highlights in minicamp, and it's going to be great. I really can't wait to get after it. But the defense is going to be a huge focal point going under the here in the offseason.
Now, I want to definitely check out how Eric Weddle has gotten better in the offseason, I guess. I mean, the guy is fantastic on the field. What an addition he was to this team. Fit right in. I want to see how he welcomes new guy Tony Jefferson to the team and to the line. What do you expect out of those two? And how does Tony Jefferson affect this team at the safety position?
What Tony Jefferson brings to this defense is a great respect, a great tandem with Eric Weddle on the backfield. But what you watch on his highlights when it first meal, and I know a pal, John Dugan, out there in Arizona can speak to this, scene, is the run-stopping ability. He's the run-stopping safety. Remember how Troy Polamalu did that to us a lot? How many times do we see that?
Far too many.
far too many ugly ones, too. I mean, it was from taking the hatred of Steelers out of it, great, great athletic football play. But
yeah,
how many times have we seen him at the line and stop Joe? And that's what the unfortunate part was about that. But that's what Tony Jefferson brings to the safety position, is that versatility of stopping the run, getting up on the line, not only coverage, but he's a run stopper, and he has a lot of tackles in the backfield for a loss.
And Lardarius Webb, it looked like he wasn't going to be a Raven. Then Lardarius Webb comes back. Do you think Lardarius Webb can stay healthy throughout this season? Is the fact that Tony Jefferson and Eric Weddle there, does that take kind of the pressure and maybe some field minutes off of Webb?
No, I don't think so. But I will say this. I really hope he does have a bounce back here. I'm a little skeptical on him, only because and I'm not worrying about cutting him and resigning him. You know, it could have been a business move. But I'm just worried about his health with his legs and his knees. You know, we don't know what that's like, but then him moving to a new position, he's going to cut down any playing time, but it helps on passing. It helps on getting the guys a breather. It helps on if we have a big lead. It helps, obviously, by, you know, knock on wood around here. If somebody down with an injury, it helps with depth. So I think proceed with caution with that, but I don't think it's a concern.
All right, that's good. Good to hear. All right, Josh, let me ask you, have we covered everything for this training camp preview?
Training camp preview, we're all set, man. We're all fired up, ready to go. I know a lot of fans I've been talking to us, we're just ready to chomp at the bit. But I will say this, breaking news on the call, though. I will say, before I ask the Ravens to cover everything, we'll say this. I know me and you went to the Jets game last year, and that was a lot of fun. Guess what I just got across my plate, and I'm breaking the news, live on the call here.
What
just happened to me this past 2 days?
What's going on?
Ravens road trip 2017 is set. I will be at the site of this year's Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota. I went to the Vikings game in October.
Awesome. That is a great place. That is a brand new stadium. It's state of the art.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome. That's a great trip.
Yes, sir. Yeah, a friend of mine, Tony, was awesome enough to give me the insight on flight, take me along. We booked our tickets. We're sitting Ravens sideline corner end zone, 10 rows from the field.
Ooh,
amazing.
Very
yes,
nice.
Sir. Ravens road trip. Yep, the game will be October 22nd, 1 o'clock kickoff. And this is unique. I want to give people perspective. And I talk to other people around the country how this is. It's pretty crazy. you know how obviously because we're on the East Coast, all the games start at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
That's right.
Well, they're an hour behind, so the ticket says kickoff is at noon. So we got to be in the stadium at like 11 because kickoff's at noon.
Wow, that's,
isn't that crazy?
That's gonna feel a little weird.
It is because I'm used to like getting my routine of tailgating, so everything's got to be an hour earlier because the game's an hour earlier to accommodate East Coast 1 o'clock kickoff. So. It'll be good, it'll be awesome, but look out for us. I can't remember for section. I know we're like 1-0-something, 104, 103. We're in the corner end zone of the Ravens, one of the two sidelines. So we're row 10, so if you're watching on TV and they end up panning for us in October, look out for us. But that is my Ravens road trip in 2017 edition. Obviously, you know, as you know, me and you were looking into it. Wembley Stadium in London didn't pan out as we wanted to. I wanted to be there. I know we have some fans. I know some fans were going to that game, you know, that are listeners from abroad. So I'm definitely excited for them. They've been asking us if we're coming. I know I can't make it, unfortunately, but we'll be there in spirit. We'll be watching from over here. But speaking of road trips, I don't know if I even reach out to you to tell you this, Brandon, but we just got just a lot of fans all over the world, and it's just great to really – have the camaraderie and all that, and just to talk Ravens football nationwide. Isn't it great?
Nationwide,
but worldwide. It's just awesome.
I love hearing from listeners of the call, no matter where they're from. I know we've had people from Poland, from England. We've had people from California. We've had people from North Dakota. I mean, the Ravens stretch is all over the place, and I absolutely love hearing from everybody.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to let you know, one of our listeners from overseas, Rickard Olsen, I think he's going to London from what I recall from the conversation, but he's actually coming to Baltimore for the Thursday night football game against the Dolphins. I told him, I would have been tailgate. How about that? He's coming to the States and he's saying he's making a trip, going to the Ravens game, going to D.C., doing some tours, and going to New York before heading out. So it's going to be awesome for that experience.
Yeah, and if you want the full experience, you got to tailgate with Josh. He knows how to do it.
As you know, too, the games that you attend, and obviously it's going to be a great, great time. And just again, Ravens Nation worldwide, I'm happy that we can spread the podcast out there and have all the listeners abroad. I mean, how many times have we heard, you know, Australia on the map, United Kingdom, Sweden, and anywhere in between. I just love new listeners popping up here and there, and surprising. Sometimes I meet them out. It's great. You know, they'll be like, hey, aren't you from the call? And it's just great to just hear that. And just, I want to say thank you, man, for, you know, doing what you do and making it happen in all possible. It's just another great year upon us. Boy, are we in year, what, 5, 6? I can't remember. It's just, it goes by so fast.
It does. I mean, we're what, almost at like 200 episodes. It never ends with Ravens worldwide. So that's good to
never.
Hear.
We're going to be doing this till the day we die. Raven Nation's on strong. And Brandon, with that said, quote the Raven Nevermore. We got it.
All right. So. If you guys want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
That's right. Go over to Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Plus, we are always posting cool videos and articles and anything we find interesting. Even if it's about Raven fans, like Michael Phelps racing a shark, we'll post that on our Facebook feed. So definitely go.
What's the world come to? I'm racing sharks. I heard the shark beat him bad, too. Took his gold medals.
Well, he's a shark. What do you expect? He lives in the water.
I heard sharks swim, 25 mile an hour, and Michael Phelps was, at 7 or 8 mile an hour. I mean, it was no contest.
Yeah, and people were really ticked off that he didn't actually, literally race a shark next to him. I don't know how people thought he would be able to pull that off or keep the shark interested unless Phelps...
Sure, you can do that.
Yeah.
Leave that to him, but I don't know how that you could even pull that off. There's no possible way without... getting eaten, right. Even a threat to it. So I mean, these people are just ridiculous, man. But it was definitely a spectacle. But God bless Michael Phelps for doing something like that. But it was all fun. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. All right, so go over to Facebook, like us over there. We do the show for free, and we are just getting started. We will be back full time once the preseason happens. We'll be coming back, giving you, you know, so many shows a week. Well, we've got some new stuff up our sleeves. We're definitely going to be doing some YouTube video casts like we did last year on location at some places. So definitely keep your eye out on that. But we do all this for you for free. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call and you should too. And don't forget, write us an iTunes review. Help us get noticed. Help us get some more download numbers, and we'll be able to do more fun stuff for you guys to entertain you, Ravens Nation worldwide. So we need your help in order to get bigger and badder and everything else you got to do to stay popular on the interwebs. So we are asking for your help. Spread the word about the show. Tell all your friends that you're a Ravens fan. They should listen to The Call. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn anywhere. Hey, the cool thing, I didn't know about this until I got one, but those Amazon Echoes, those voice-activated Alexas, they have the TuneIn app. So let's say you're getting ready, you know, to head down to the stadium, or you're getting ready in just for the morning on Purple Fridays, you can actually have your Alexa play our show through TuneIn. How cool is that? So do that, you know, go get an Alexa and download the TuneIn app or whatever you have to do and tell them to play The Call, and she'll do it. How awesome is that? So, perfect. You can listen to us when you're working out, when you're driving your car, whenever. So that is it for the show this week. Josh, take us out. Get us ready for training camp. Get us ready the way you always do.
Yes, sir, Brandon. Thank you very much. And I've already trained Siri to pull it up for me myself and all of my favorite podcasts, including The Call. And thank you, Brandon, for another great installment to getting this year kicked off. It's going to be wonderful, man. Breaking down camp actually happens. You're going to see live videos, live tweets. If you get a chance, we can go link up for the practice. It's going to be great, guys. Hopefully, we can keep the damage to minimum. We cover the injuries. Let's go. Ravens training camp is right upon us. We're going to get to see the guys in action, get to see how the team's going to be gelling together for the 2017 campaign. And back to the playoffs is the goal. I mean, not just only Super Bowl, but we need to get there. Let's just get there first. Let's how about that? Let's just get it easy. Get a couple wins under the belt. Let's just start. But we've got to start training camp. We got to train hard. Train like a Raven. Got to come together as a flock. And as always, me and Brandon love the unkindness. And the unkindness will wreak havoc if everything goes according to plan. With that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high into training camp.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.